Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, East Coast correspondent Allie Breen and Josh and Frozen Pizza. It's coming up right after this.
Wow, I was at this wild party, had too much tequila, woke up on the train tracks behind Union Station. I didn't have any legs. Bummer.
At Limbcrafters, you can get quality body parts in about an hour.
Limbcrafters made me two brand new ones in less than an hour. Check them out. Pretty cool, huh?
Well, when I saw the Johnson's dog, I thought it was a terrier. Turns out, it was a pit bull. I was lucky, only lost my left arm. But since Limbcrafters has a great selection, my new arm matches my kitchen cabinets.
How can we produce quality body parts in about an hour? At Limbcrafters, we took a lumber mill and put it right in the store. The result? Quality artificial limbs in about an hour. And if you come in Saturday at Limbcrafters, we'll have a starter kit for kids under 8. It consists of Lincoln Logs and M80. So remember these 7 digits. That's right. Just dial THELIMB. The limb. At Limbcrafters, there's never an area code. Always just 7 digits.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
You missed a rough day.
You missed it, Chixie. Christy meant to say shattered, but it came out.
No, I meant to say scattered and said shattered.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It sounded like Saturn.
Whatever.
Earlier on the show, Josh said, and welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show, by the way. Josh said,
shatting?
What was the occasion for that?
What we've designated the Cincinnati car crash.
Oh, yeah.
It's a drink where it's vodka in a shot of Skyline chili.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the Cincinnati car crash, based on the fact that some poor guy apparently had a cicada hit his, coming in, flying his windshield.
Hit him in the face.
Hit him in the face, I guess, you know, through the side window and he crashed.
It really doesn't sound like you're being very sympathetic if you're chuckling.
Yeah,
everybody's fine.
Nobody got hurt.
Minor injury.
Well, the cicadas
are out there. Yeah, the cicada probably got splatted. I don't know, but
they land on their backs and die. That's their own fault.
We have an audio track of Josh saying that. Let's just give it a listen here.
Instant chat. You gonna get you?
Oh boy! Hey, look, Allie's joining us, and she's
Allie. Wait a second. A nice little tribute to John Lennon.
Good Lord.
Okay, there she is. Oh, look how pretty she looks today. Yes. Allie Breen joins us.
Oh, thank you.
And you've got polka dot pillows behind you. Where are you?
Boyfriend's house.
All right. You've been to the beach?
I know.
Very
I'm on a street. I've been playing tennis. It's been 90 in New York.
Ah.
So
that's cool.
That accounts
when you
for
play
the
tennis, what color bra are you wearing?
Gosh.
It's been like this all day, Allie.
Answer me.
It's unbelievable.
It depends.
Okay.
Well, that's what Josh has to wear to bed. So that's why he's alone.
Often soil myself.
That's why he's alone.
Yeah, no girl wants to sleep next to a pooper.
You guys in the bed.
You guys gotta talk to each other.
This in the bed's a real treat, right, Josh?
Oh boy.
Okay. Allie, I have an idea here, Allie.
Oh, God.
Sure.
We're doing a new feature on the show. It's incredibly popular. I'm getting tons of email.
Oh, my God.
In which we do the Bob and Tom Time Machine, and we take news stories from the past that Mr. Godwin has taken the time and trouble from the Oxford Gold Performance Room to write songs about. And we just started it this morning, getting tons of mail.
requests. You're a liar.
Mom, right here.
That's one.
Allie
can go back.
Every streak starts with one, Christy.
All right, bring them in. Start complaining. Let's do it.
So here's my thought, Allie. for maybe for next week, you could go through some of the great letters that people have written to you and do the Allie Breen sex time machine.
Yeah.
Where we are dating, whatever you want to call
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
I know.
We're doing,
Allie.
New letters. We're doing the Allie Breen clip show already.
Can't we just do new shows?
Instant chat.
I think we should do why new do we crap, have to, too.
Yeah. Why do we always have to rehash things we've done?
Tom, if it ain't broke, fix it, Griswold.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. I just thought there might be some of the classic letters that we have been so helpful.
There are some classics, yeah.
Just do one. Just next week, just try to pick one classic, and we'll try to revisit it and see if we can help. In the meantime, what have you got this week?
Sounds good to me. By the way, did you guys hear Ozzy was even cutthroat about the cicadas? She was like, they lay on their back and die. It's their fault.
They fall on their backs.
Scorched earth
for everything. Dear Allie, I met a good man who truly treats me like a queen. So why am I still booty calling my ex who treats me terribly?
Oh.
Because all women secretly want to be abused.
Yeah.
That's probably right. That's direct.
They love the drama.
Inappropriate, unintelligent, and thank you.
If I could be serious, there's a great book that she should read called Attached, and it talks about the three different types of attachments, and she has the anxious attachment, and he probably, is the secure, and she doesn't know how to deal with the secure person. Yeah.
This got complicated.
It did, but it's really eye-opening.
Okay, so she's got a really nice guy that she's going to dump for Mr. Evil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck to her.
Probably.
Yeah.
Somehow I feel my tax dollars are going to be paying for this.
No.
I'd like to talk to the
people
guy.
Don't get that crazy usually.
It might be a very different story from the guy,
Which guy?
Guys like to be abused, too. My friend, My friend read a book, I think it's, I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, called The B Word, and it talks about how, if you treat your guy terribly, he'll fall completely in love with you.
Lovely.
And women really...
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Break them down. Ruin their confidence. It's like a cult.
Listen,
get them when they're young, too, so they don't even know how the real world works.
Oh, my God.
So you can train them to be your little bitch.
Whoa. That's kind of what it is, the name of the book,
I'm pretty sure. Completely true.
I think we
can what my friend who read it said that she was always so nice to guys and it never worked out. And then all of a sudden she just started being a raging bitch and guys were just like at her feet falling down.
You know what? I know so many girls that are like that have great guys. So it must be true. I don't know.
All the ones that are still alive.
There's that chance.
Most men don't want to be treated like crap, right?
No. I don't think so, but
I think the biggest thing we should take from this is that if when possible, always play games. Always. never get the real self,
never
and
be
the
honest.
Real thoughts.
Don't be genuine.
Yeah, count on their ability to read your mind. That's
bunch
the key.
Of idiot.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
By the way, to reach Allie, you find her on various social media platforms. It's Allibreen. Send Allie your love troubles. We'll try to help you fix them. What else have you got?
Dear Allie, I went on the best date with a guy who ended up staying over for the whole weekend. We barely got out of bed and talked about literally everything. It was the best connection.
We then talked or texted
every day after that. And he said he was going away the next weekend with some friends. Great. But then he went totally radio silent, posted zero pictures of his trip on Instagram. Then late on Monday, he started texting again like nothing happened.
He's married.
He was... That's what she says. He was definitely with another girl over the weekend, right?
No.
Do I bring it up or confront him?
Wait a minute.
Dudes don't post on Instagram that much, do they?
Exactly.
He's married.
Yeah, this is just after one weekend? And she's stalking him on Instagram and worrying about where he is already.
I think we've got a classic case here of guys just being different than girls when it comes to this stuff.
I don't think so.
Oh, about the lack of posting?
Yes.
But I mean, if they were texting every day,
why wouldn't he text her
for a whole
weekend?
Because he was out on a trip with his friends having a good time.
Oh my gosh.
Now what I do, I'm guilty of this. I do this
Christy
all the time.
Christy has had this beaten into her. You have to remember.
But what I tell the lady is, hey, I'm not gonna be texting this weekend. I'm gonna be out, and I let them know I'm gonna be radio silent.
Well, they'll probably take that information and be very mature about it.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's been 50-50 mm-hmm. on that.
Dude, they hung out one weekend. He doesn't have to text her anything.
Well,
that's true.
He likes you. He texted you again that Monday.
So right. Would you ask this woman, hey, can you go check my house, make sure that.
What? Here we go.
No, let's see. Let's hear him out.
What direction is he going?
You have the floor.
I just laughed when he started laughing, anticipating where I was going. Well, you know, you want to have some, make sure that the pipes haven't burst.
Yeah.
And there's no water down in the basement. The refrigerator's keeping pizzas frozen.
That is so stupid.
What is wrong with you?
He thinks I would be so concerned with the freezer keeping the pizzas frozen that I would have somebody, hey, I need you to go to my house. Oh, water your plants? No, just make sure the freezer's still keeping the pizzas frozen.
When I get home from a big trip, I need to make sure the food's okay.
Right. In fact, I'm going to text you when I leave my vacation that you can start preheating the oven.
Yes.
So that there's a pizza ready for me as I walk in.
Reheat the oven.
You wake up in the hotel room. Is the DiGiorno okay?
You understand my size? That's how fat I am?
Is the microwave on?
Sorry, I wasn't going to do it until I heard Ace laugh.
Yeah, right. He laughed because he knew you were going to do it.
He didn't know.
So sorry.
I think you got to give this guy the benefit of the doubt. You can certainly ask him and go, hey, why the radio silence? And he'll explain it to you.
Why wouldn't he tell her before? Why wouldn't he just say, look,
they went out one time.
Yeah. They spent the whole weekend together. It was like a Hallmark movie.
And then they texted
all week.
And then he just disappears for 2 days and comes back on Monday and everything's fine.
You do it the way you want.
Maybe he's breaking up with the girl he was seeing. And he was like, you know what? I found true love. I got to end it with, what is it? Ugga mug.
But he could just tell her that. Just say,
yeah.
He could have just said, hey, I'm not going to be
right. So just
like
ask him.
Sometimes girls get jealous.
And maybe some girls don't hear that information.
No. That has happened too.
You can't be dating. That's impossible. Yeah.
Well, also, if you're with all your friends, radio silence almost not a thing anymore. It's like if someone's like, I'm going on a trip, it's like you have a cell phone. It doesn't matter.
He could
where
have texted her and said, hey, look, can you go by my house and check it and make sure my wife's cutting the lawn?
Yeah. Hey, can you pick up my three kids on Monday?
Ask him. You have every right to ask him.
You know, the only thing this show is doing is further cementing my opinion. I don't want to spend any time with any of you unless I'm getting paid. Yeah, that's absolutely the truth.
Thing is, if you are a creature of the world of social media and you go radio silent, your assumption is then that something is up.
Right.
Yeah.
Not always the case.
Absolutely.
Well, no, not something's up. He's married.
She's thinking
if he's radio silent the whole weekend and she just spent a whole weekend in bed with him, he's in bed the whole weekend with someone else. For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's what she's thinking.
You got to give the benefit of the doubt.
If he do this with me, do it with anybody.
Yeah.
I'm no good.
Yep.
Wait a minute. Who did you just become over there?
Scorned woman.
You know what? Text them, say you're done, and just become a cat lady. You can't.
Cat lady. Cats will always be there acting indifferent. You can have that 24 hours a day, just like a guy.
Okay, well, we've done a lot of.
So guys will really do that. They'll just be radio silent.
I do it.
Yep. I did it last weekend.
Probably because you don't want your friends to make fun of you either. They start butting in, or your family, I would think.
I don't go radio silent. I send everyone I know the latest meter reading on my cicadas.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I look back at that thing. I had at least least eight people respond to my original cicadas.
They did not.
Tom, we would have all seen it.
No, we would have all seen
it. Nobody responded.
Nobody responded. 11 people and not one person.
The people you sent that to us, none of us responded because we know you're insane.
The latest.
Allie, don't you think it's fascinating that I measured 101 decibels of the sound of cicadas?
That's pretty fascinating. We don't have cicadas.
Yeah, Allie.
Okay, here it is, Christy.
There it is.
There it is. Yeah. Okay, what does that say? Chick?
No, that's
Josh,
before.
Josh.
That was a different one.
That was a totally different text line.
No, that was the same group.
Same group, but different conversation.
That is not what we're talking about.
Yeah, this is about, we were talking about what kind of microphone Dean uses to measure.
Yeah, but that's a different text.
And that was fun talking about. You being a weird guy, pulling over, stopping traffic, becoming a menace.
No one responded.
How do you even measure that type of thing?
Oh, yes.
I have a decibel meter on my
phone. What kind of
phone
do you have? Wow.
Oh, it's one of the greatest apps out there.
Hey, Josh, do you know how to leave a group chat on an iPhone?
I do. I love it.
I do.
Can you show me how to do that, Willie?
Yeah, I'm working
on it. When it won't let me actually leave the conversation, I'll just type, I'm leaving this conversation.
We have time for one more letter, Allie Breen. What does it say?
Dear Allie, last week someone wrote about having their friend's dad follow them on OnlyFans. Yeah. Well, my former 11th grade algebra teacher just followed me. Do I get complimented or is this creepy?
Take his money. His money.
Yeah, and this is a good lesson for guys out there. Hide your identity if you don't want people to think you're creepy on OnlyFans.
Josh would be the best porn boyfriend ever.
I would. Yeah. I would.
Go out there and make me some money.
Maybe. I could be in a relationship with a porn star.
You could?
Yes.
But maybe you should go into porn management.
I've thought about it.
Well, that's a part of being a porn boyfriend. You're her manager. Yeah.
Where all your friends are like, hey, Josh, I just watched your girlfriend the other night. You'd have no problem?
No, I wouldn't. No.
Wow.
I know. There's something wrong with me.
There is. It's
but I, super double, huh?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
You're like, yeah. And then, you know what we did?
Why is Josh so mad? Did Angel do something? Did she pose improperly? Yeah, she posed with one of his DiGiorno pieces.
There we go. It's not delivery.
It's DiGiorno.
It's not delivery. It's my naked girlfriend.
Ruined the pizza.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Josh.
What did she do, Josh? Look, I said 350.
Some anchovies.
I said 350. She's got it, obviously 275.
Am I?
That's the preheating of the oven. Why?
Am I not a person?
You are a wonderful person.
When you cut me, do I not bleed?
Don't listen to him. He's a bully.
I slice you.
You're a wonderful human being.
When I cut my mouth on Cap'n Crunch, do I not bleed?
I think this desire to enter the world of porno.
You've told him. You just are driving along in traffic and you burst into tears. He does.
Well, I mentioned it to my therapist one time. I go, I have no idea why. And she goes, I think you do.
Tom Griswold.
We all do.
So I'm helping.
I'm surprised.
Oh, gosh.
We should have a staff psychiatrist. I mean, we should just have a room dedicated where we all go.
Do we start writing our own letters to Allie? But it's not about love.
Oh, yeah. All this stuff.
So sorry. Okay. Well, I think we covered a lot of ground today.
I don't think so.
By the way, I will say every week there are letters about people who have crushes on the news girl. So, and want to know how to get your attention, Christy.
Me?
Always. Every week, yes.
Wow,
there's
nice.
At least a few letters. Yes, exactly. So if you have any advice on how people can get your attention.
Spend the weekend.
That's a weekly theme.
Spend photographs the weekend, of
me on Insta.
Handsome single guys posing with their llama. Llamas, right? Oh, alpacas. Oh, sorry.
He's alpacking.
Have you ever been on Farmers Only?
No.
I would think that's right up your alley.
Actually, the only time I was ever on a dating website, I did reach out to a couple farmers and got nothing.
Oh,
because
really?
They're farming. They're not on their. They're probably not on the app.
Do they have farmers?
Yeah,
they're on the app.
Is there one called Farmers Daughters Only? And you have to be in sales.
It's a fine joke.
It's an old joke, you see. Sorry.
Shouldn't Josh be dating on Farmers Only so he can get the food right at the source?
Yeah.
No middleman.
Let's eliminate the middleman of the chefs.
I can use a bushel of wheat. Get that over here. Yep.
Hello.
I need a cow.
Hello. Yeah. Welcome to the pizza farm.
Where's Josh? He's out in the field enjoying his cud.
He's eating the carrots.
I need a pig.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.